Well, with us now, as we do every Tuesday, we've got the Sedgwick County Commission Chairman, Ryan Beatty, with us. Chairman, thank you for joining us. A little chilly this morning, but we appreciate you joining us, my friend.
Yeah, Woodward and Witt. Good to be with you Tuesday morning, and it is beautiful outside. It's crisp and cool, but hey, it could be worse.
And this is your last week as chair, correct?
This is it. 2 years I've been serving as chairman of the Sedgwick County Commission, and tomorrow's Board of County Commission meeting, we will have a passing of the gavel reception to where we'll take a vote to nominate and hopefully get across the finish line a new chairman and a new pro tem. And I'm not going to ask for consideration. It's been 2 years, and I've got some things I need to focus on outside of the chairman role. And I do think it's a time for one of my colleagues, who are all five very equipped to do this job and to do it well and to represent the commission well to the community. So I'm excited for that. I have a hunch where we're going to go and where we're going to head. I know who I will be supporting for both roles and the reasons why I'd be supporting that. But what I do know is whatever comes of tomorrow and whoever's going to be sitting in the chairman seat and whoever will be in the pro tem seat, I know that they will represent the commission well.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, we've got great commissioners. I mean, I'm absolutely thrilled, and I am really, really happy with this commission, all five commissioners and how they're representing their districts and really just the professionalism that we're working with from the commission. So I'm excited about tomorrow.
I have a sneaking suspicion I know where your guys are going to end up going as well. Do you get some kind of like a bronze gavel or something to commemorate this, or is it just sort of, hey, move over, we want the new chair?
Yeah, well, we try to make it a ceremony. I will tell you that the biggest, most important responsibilities of the chairman is really just to conduct the meetings. You know, you have some control about what the agenda is or what the order of the agenda is and things of that sort. But it's been a longstanding tradition at the county commission that any commissioner can put something on the agenda. And the last 2 years in my role, I've really tried to level up in regards to the role of the chairman and make sure that every commissioner always has opportunity, always has a voice, always has capacity to add things to an agenda, because we all have the same vote and we all represent the same number of people in our district. So it's really about organizing the meetings, conducting the meetings, but it's also the representation from the commission to the community with speaking events and things like that. But again, all five commissioners can do this job and do it well. I really enjoy my colleagues that I work with.
I know tomorrow you've got the presentation on new business of the Chairman's Award. What's that all about?
Yeah, every year the chairman chooses an organization in our community that he or she deems is doing excellent work, an organization that needs to be uplifted for the work they've been doing. Last year I chose Stand Together. Stand Together is a philanthropic organization across the country, but here their chapter here in the Sedgwick County area is very heavily involved in things around foster care, affordable housing, really empowering the private sector and the nonprofit sectors to do the work and to fill the gap. So that was last year's award. This year, I'll be giving the award to Second Light. Second Light is a nonprofit organization that is made up of community leaders that is overseeing the operations of the multi-agency center for homelessness. What I really enjoy about this organization, and obviously I'm very tight to many individuals on that organization and work with them closely, is they understand that the government doesn't have too big of a role in this space and doesn't need too big of a role in this space. This is a nonprofit organization that is really working with other nonprofits around the community to perform supportive services for the homeless population in Wichita. And frankly, government can't solve this problem. This problem is not something that government has a role in some of these things, but it is not the lead catalyst and the lead organization that should be dealing with homelessness across our community. So I appreciate the worldview and the perspective. I appreciate the work they're doing, and I really want to uplift the cause of Second Light and all the work they're doing in our community. So they will be receiving the chairman's award tomorrow.
I completely agree with you. I think it's a worthy cause, and glad to hear that they're getting the recognition. What's on the agenda this week?
Well, this week, for the most part, John, we're having a staff meeting this morning at 10 a.m. to talk through some of the policies that we have around things like solar and data centers. I heard on your broadcast earlier today that data centers is a conversation in other parts of our state and this region. So we're talking about the policies that we have around these things and what is most responsible for our community and our citizens and property owners and balancing the rights of property owners. The legislative session, John, as you know well, it kicked off on Monday. And Sedgwick County government, all counties are political subdivisions of the state. So we have a really, really pronounced legislative agenda. And we work very closely with the state and our South Central delegation on working on some of the things that we see as priorities for Sedgwick County, things with the tag office and things with the appraiser. And obviously property tax is a big conversation. And you know, one of my colleagues, Jim Howe, who served John as a legislator for several years, he kind of takes the lead on that. He knows the ins and outs of the committees and the assignments, and we really lean into his expertise. He's excellent in that space and really helps to advise the commission on some of these things. So again, every commissioner has a strength and an asset that we really try to lean into. And I'm still trying to figure out what my place is and figure out what my asset is that that brings to this team. But the big part that we're working on now for the next couple of months is this legislative agenda and really trying to work some statutes and some reforms that, that serve our constituents best.
Hey, Ryan, you mind if I ask you a follow-up question on Second Light?
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the government, its role, the government role. I'm curious, you know, they're scheduled to get, what, $150 million out of the sales tax bond. Is that really, do you feel that that's, since they're a private entity, do you think that's really the proper role of government to get that much money out of that sales tax bond?
Oh, I got a lot of questions. I've got a lot of thoughts about what is the appropriate measure in regards to homelessness. You know, I know of the $150 million that they want to allocate towards homeless services. I think close to $120 million of that is going into an endowment of sorts to create a permanent fund,
right,
that will help provide some funding for these organizations. You know, I have my thoughts as to what is needed and what isn't needed in the homelessness space. That's a lot of money. But this is a major, major problem. And it's a problem that's growing and it's getting worse by the day. And it's not just the humanity piece of it, that individuals that are experiencing homelessness are sitting outside in the cold right now. It's not just the humanity piece. It's not just the issue of the optic that this isn't a healthy community and this isn't what healthy communities have growing in on their streets. This is also the dependence that they have on our public sectors like EMS and 911 and the jail and our hospitals. We look at over $25 million a year of services that are being provided by these organizations, public organizations and hospitals for homeless needs. And that trajectory is continuing to rise. So when I talk to Via Christi and I talk to Wesley, they are demanding that something happens and happens soon because they simply cannot absorb these costs that are pertaining to the homeless community. So that's why we're really trying to focus the efforts downtown at the MAC, at the Second Light organization, to bring mental health, behavioral health, medical components and partners there on site to kind of keep them from utilizing some of the public services like EMS, 911, and our hospitals. So it is a very complex challenge, but it's a challenge that has to be met by the community, and I'm really encouraged about the direction we're heading.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, we really appreciate your time every Tuesday morning for the last 2 years and talking county politics and sometimes talking baseball. And we certainly wish you the best as you continue in your endeavors on the county commission. And it's been very nice of us to have your time the last 2 years worth of Tuesdays. So thank you very much.
Our Jayhawks are playing tonight, Ryan. We got to be rooting for them. They need this one.
Come on. They need us, John. Rock chalk, baby.
Thank you, Ryan. That is Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. He's been with us every Tuesday for the last 2 years right here on KNSS.
Yep.
And next week, we'll see if we have a new person that wants to be with us every Tuesday.
We'll have
morning.
A new person. I'll reach out to them.
It is 7:46 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS.
Looking for a deal that's absolutely unbeatable?